You know, betrayal can be a really strong emotion. You know, somebody's been betrayed. And I figured out how to solve it, if anybody's curious, you know. So whether it's a, you know, let's say, I'll tell you how, at the very end, I'll tell you how to just overcome betrayal and just go about your life and be done, you know. You don't have to live in bitterness or unforgiveness or be mad at the other person. You don't even have to be mad when somebody betrays you, because I'll tell you in a minute. So let's use job and relationship, or job and marriage, or something like that. So let's use the job first. It could be the boss or the job, but let's say the boss is hiring somebody and they get this resume and the person says, "This is what I do." And then they hire them and they really don't even know how to do anything on the resume. That boss is going to feel betrayed and they're going to fire that person. Let's say the person getting the job goes and interviews and the boss says, "This is the job." And then they take the job and they realize the job is not what they were told, and they've already locked into a job. So they're probably going to start looking for somebody else to work for, you know, relationship wise. Let's say somebody's asking you to be a part of their world, you know, and they put on a good show. You've talked to them and they said this, and it sounds like it lines up with you. They're just like you, they think. And so you're like, "Oh, okay." So then you meet with them and you go out on a few dates and date them for a while, and over time you realize that person betrayed you. They're not nothing like you. Now, first, you're going to be mad. Deep down, you might not show it. You might just say, "Okay, I had a feeling this would come." You know, you might say, "Well, I had a feeling this is probably going to how it's work out, because this happened so many times. It's just typical, you know." So then you start to walk away. And because you got betrayed. But you have to look at it like, it's okay. At least you can walk away, you know. Now, well, a lot of times what happens is, let's say that boss hires that person on the resume and then fires them before the 90 days, and the employee gets mad. The boss gives them a chance to adapt and learn the skills and do the job, but they can't, because they just can't learn the job, so they get fired. And so the boss feels betrayed, right? So they fire them. But what happens when the employee is mad? "Well, I've been working here a month. You can't just fire me." "Yeah, I can, because you lied on your resume and you can't adapt and do the job. You can't rise up, you know? You're fired." Now, what about a relationship? So a person is pulled in because somebody said, "Hey, I'm just like you. I can do that. We're on the same page. We believe the same." So you get involved and you realize that was all lies or delusions. Maybe it's delusions, you don't know. And you walk away and that person gets mad at you for walking away. Now, that employee, before I started talking about this, I AI'd it, and I'll put the AI response underneath, you know. And there's no reason for that employee to be mad at you. If anything, the boss should be mad at the employee, but the boss has seen it 1,000 times, so he doesn't get mad. He already knew. He's just mad at himself because he didn't do a three-time. He needed to fill that position, so he hired him on the spot. He should have done 3 or 4 interviews, you know. Now, if it's a menial job, it don't really matter. So let's say some man's looking to get married or considering it, or somebody shows up on the scene and maybe he was just glad to be single, you know. He's already been married, he ain't looking. Some gal shows up and puts on a show, and she doesn't line up with what she said after a few dates, or, you know, after a season of being around each other. And he says, "I'm sorry," and he walks away. Why would she be mad when she would, why would she say, you're betraying me, you're walking away? Why would she be mad when she betrayed him from the get-go? And it could be a woman. I mean, you can reverse this. The man betrayed the woman and lied. Because I actually saw this, somebody, a coworker, she went through that. The guy talked a big talk like he is. And then he moved in with her and all this. And he was not what he said he was. And she just said, she didn't kick him out on the street. She just gave him plenty of time before he found him a place. At least she was that nice. Even though she got betrayed, she was nice enough to let him stay there until he found him a place, you know. But she sat down and talked to him. She told me about it, you know. But why would the person who betrayed you from the get-go and told you stuff that wasn't true be mad at you? Because AI says many reasons. Entitlement. They can't look at themselves, because the reason they're mad at you, the reason they project the anger onto you is because, why? They're not able to look at themselves. They're not able to look at their own sin, their own junk. And it is sin because they put on a fake face, but they'll never admit it's sin, but it is a sin. Because it's a betrayal to the core, you know. And when you walk away from a betrayal like that, if you've never experienced before, it'd be upset, and you might have to go get counseling, and you might have to get drunk. I don't know, I'm joking around, but if you've never experienced it before, it'll kind of mess you up. But if you've already seen it so many times, you expect it. And you're trying the spirits and you're testing it. And you realize, oh, this was fake reality and fake reality bubble, and I'm walking away. And there's no reason for them to get mad. There's no reason for them to get mad. And if they get mad, they need to get mad at themselves. And the AI said, well, if they get mad, it might be manipulation and it might be some other things. I'll put the response to AI. But I asked these questions because I was thinking, why would somebody be mad at somebody else when they're the one that betrayed from the get-go? I think that's what I asked AI, something like that. Why would they be mad at you when they're the betrayer? I mean, come on. You're being honest. And everything they said was a flat-out lie from the pit of hell. And so you're like, why are they mad? They should have expected it. If you take a job, if I see a job offer and they say, we need a mechanical engineering student, and I go take the job, and they say, well, you don't even know anything about a mechanical engineer. And you say, well, I got electrical engineering background. Well, why'd you apply for this job? You're fired. We weren't hiring for that. We were hiring for mechanical engineering. And should I get mad? No. Usually the people that get mad, oh, AI's response was, one of AI's responses was, the initial get-go was manipulation, so you know the rest of the relationship's going to be manipulation. I pulled up the AI. It's hard to do this while I'm driving, but let's see if I can do a little bit each time. If someone admits they weren't genuine from the start, then there's no reason to feel bad about walking away. Choosing to leave a situation built on dishonesty is a sign of self-respect. In other words, you respect yourself. An anger directed at you might not actually be about your decision. It could be coming from guilt, regret, or a loss of control, but their emotions aren't your burden to carry. You're simply choosing clarity over confusion, and that's a powerful move. And so my point is, there's no reason, if the person who betrayed you from the get-go gets mad if they feel like you betrayed them, because you're just giving them back what they gave you. You're just walking away. And it's not that you're future fake, you didn't future fake them or anything, but it's like, over time, I asked AI some more questions. Over time, everything starts to reveal itself, and you're like, this will never work. It'll never work. if you had the same beliefs, if you had the same religious beliefs, if you had the same, if it was genuine from the get-go, it would work. But if it's not genuine, it's not going to work. The two people might love each other, and they might be in love. And you would think that if you love somebody and you're in love, you can make it work. But they'd have to go back to the beginning, and they would have to accept the other person's beliefs, past experience, way of life, and it probably won't work. It usually don't work. If you're, you know, I'm just genuine. You know, I just tell people like it is. It might upset, you know, when I speak the truth, it might upset people sometimes, but the truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. And so if you're afraid of being genuine, maybe you might need to get saved. If a person can't be genuine with anybody, maybe you need to get saved, because once you get saved, you're resting in Jesus and you don't care what nobody says because God loves you. So if you can't be genuine, you might need to get saved. Because if you're putting on a show and a pro, you know, fake face and all that, and I know the corporate system makes copies of itself, you know. But if you can't, if you're not genuine, maybe Jesus is calling your name. That goes for employees, that goes for relationships, that goes for family, that goes for everything. You could apply this to your family, you could apply it to a business deal, you could apply this for anything. And so from the get-go, tell the truth, be genuine. If you can't be real, stay by yourself, because you're just betraying person after person, place after place. You're betraying yourself. If you can't be real, get real, because you're actually betraying your own self. And I'm starting to realize a lot of alcoholics might be drowning out some guilt because they weren't genuine or something with people, and they're not wanting to face themselves, you know. Like AI said, they don't want to look at, you know, another part of, I asked in a different way, AI said they don't want to look at themselves, you know. They don't want to look in the mirror and say, woe is me. Woe is me. They have to project it out and blame somebody else. If you're genuine, you don't have to, if somebody rejects you, you don't even care because you're genuine. You know God accepts you. I don't care. If you go to one, so let's go out to eat. Nah, you're too short. Okay, I'll find somebody else. Let's go out to eat. Nah, you don't make enough money. Okay, that's all right. I'll find somebody else. Let's go out to eat. Nah, I don't like the way you look. Okay. Let's go to the park, sit down and talk. Nah, I don't like the way you sound. Okay. See, when you don't care, you don't care because God loves you. You got your security. See, it goes back to your identity. Your identity in Christ. God loves you. You're stable in Christ. It doesn't matter if, it don't matter if your mama rejects you. It don't matter if your daddy rejects. There is a verse in the Bible that talks about if your mother and father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. And that's kind of what happened to me growing up. Your mother and father forsakes you, so what happened? I live this every day. When your mother and father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. That's what happened to me as a child. That's who I depend on. That's why I say, if I go to the emergency room right now and they say, well, who can I put down as emergency contact? Jesus. No, I mean, if something happens, what do you talk? If I have to, well, if something happens and I die or something, just open the door in the back, dig a hole and throw me in it, and I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. What do you mean emergency contact? I either die or I survive and I make it. I either crawl to the bathroom until I get healed and use the bathroom, or get me a bucket and until I get healed. If I'm alive, if I'm dead, just bury me in behind the building and just, you know, I'm waiting for the rapture anyway. If I die absent from, I'm not even in that body. Why does it matter? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. That I'm not even there. I'm already in heaven. Actually, I'm already in heaven right now. If your mother and father forsake you, the Lord will take you up. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've lived that my whole life. You get married and your wife don't even understand that because she didn't live your life. And you look at her, why are you a people pleaser? No wonder we didn't get along. We got married too fast, like 3 months we got married. We didn't know each other. I didn't know her. She didn't know me. I didn't know she was in a cult, and she didn't know I was born again. Because they don't know what born again means. How you going to get along? How's the unsaved in a cult going to get along with a born again? It's impossible. It's impossible. I can pick up the phone and call 2 or 3 born again women right now, and we get along perfect. We know what each other's talking about. I feel their pain. They feel my pain, what they're going through. They've been persecuted, lied to, cheated on, everything else. They've been manipulated and everything, and I felt it. They felt it with their men. I felt it with my women, and it's like, I can feel your pain. I'm sorry that you had to go through that. And they'll tell me, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Somebody told me yesterday something. She said, I'm sorry you had to go through. And she said, oh, I'm sorry you had to go through it. She probably didn't think I heard her, but I did hear her. And I appreciate it, you know. But a born again understands a born again. If you're a man or a woman, don't marry somebody who's not born again. If you're a born-again man and woman, do not marry the lost, because you'll be talking to them, and it feels like you're on the same page. And as soon as they go in the other room, it's like they just disappeared. The spirit's not there. They're dead. They're not even human. But if you're saved and the woman goes in the other room, she's alive. You're connected in the spirit. The body of Christ is connected. You know her spiritually. No matter if she's at work, you feel connected to her. But if you're married to an unsaved and you're saved, she goes to work and it's like she disappears. And I've seen the unsaved change their character. Like they change their personality to fit who they're with, you know? I've seen that so many times. It's just kind of spooky, you know? It's spooky as all get out. If you marry an unsaved woman, or if a woman marries an unsaved man, they are going to change with who they're with. They change their personality, their actions. Because why? They're pleasers of man instead of pleasers of God. I've seen it in family. They change who they are depending on who they're with. That's sick. That's not being genuine. That's sick. And that's why when you're around, they have to act different when you're around. And that's why they want to keep you away from other people, because they're acting different around different people. And they can't live that way because it's duplicity. And that's why they have to drink. I remember that growing up as a kid. I'd see family members, somebody come in and they'd act a certain way. If you're there, they'd say, we're going to go to the other room. They couldn't be the same person all the time because it was fake. They're fake people. They're not even real. They change with the wind. It's really sad. If a person can't be genuine, I feel sorry for them. I mean, I really, it almost breaks your heart when you really realize the person that you're in the same house with can't be the same all the time. They have to change who they are no matter where they're at. And it's like, this is sick. I feel sorry for them. You kind of want to, it almost makes you want to cry because they have to change who they are. If you're, whoever you're talking, whoever's listening, if you were sitting in the car with me, I'm the same. You know? And when you're genuine and you got people who are not genuine, they don't want to be around you because it scares them. Because it shows them the mirror that they're not genuine. They can't be themselves. You see? The preacher, when you go to church and there's a preacher up there preaching, he should be the same in the pulpit as he is when he walked down. He should be the same. Because if that's a true called preacher, he's going to be the same in the pulpit, in the real world. Period. You shouldn't have to change your character for your job, even. Find a career that you can be yourself in. That is a big one. That's why a lot of people do rideshare full time, because they can just be themselves, you know? Anyway, I guess I'll title this "Strive to be genuine, and then all your problems will go away."